He says, Amar Mekiva, but like for now the Pasuk says, Avoy Tavdun, MK Matam Lemu Vivarate Meshmam, what do we need the second Pasuk for? It already said already once, Avoy Tavdun. What's the second Pasuk? In the Makam Hu? Lechanis Lashem, it means to give it a nickname. Not to call the Avoy Tzor by its name, but give it a nickname. Yochel, I was about to say, Lashvach, give it a nice nickname. For the more Lashvach, can you think of it? Rather, Yochel, I was about to say, Lern Lashvach, Lern Lagnai. Neither. Just give it another name. Tam lema shaket to shaksenu. Bitsoye to atavenu. Kihirimu. Haketer has the kumanaz. Give it a disgusting name. Call it something bad. Haketer has to come out. Hayakurim moisa based Aliyah. If its name was called based Aliyah, Kurim moisa based Korea. Call it based Korea. Rashi's based Aliyah means Lashon Goyva. It's like above, uncovered. Everybody sees it. Call it the based Korea, Lashon Chafira v'shiflus. Means it's in a ditch. It's below. It's a shuffle. So that's the nickname she gives. Give it a bad nickname. The opposite of high, call it low. Ayin Yikolayin Kaitzian.
But we name, when we learn the Gemara, we say the name.
Memvov. Yeah, Memvov Amar Aleph on topic and rest Gemara was. Topic and Amar Rekivam. But like when Yamar Apostle says, Avoy Tavdoin. To destroy, and came if so, Matam Lema Vavartem Eshimom, Min Amokamahu, to destroy the name. If you have to destroy the actual Avoid Zorah, the idol, so Pshito Vavartem Eshimom, what does that mean? The answer is, Hahu, Hahu Lechanas Loshem, that you have to give it a new nickname. So Yochel, I would have thought to say Leshvach, maybe you'll have to call it a better name, give it a praise it. So the Gemara says, L'shvach Tagadarma, could you think like that? How could you think to give it a praise? Of course you can't praise the Avoy Dezora. Elu rather, the Havamina is maybe, Yochel Le L'shvach Le L'gnai. You don't have to praise it. And maybe, either Gisi, you don't have to give it a Gnai, speak bad about it. Tamalem, the Pasuk says, Shaket Teshaktenu, Bitoye Tetatvenu, Ki Cherem Hu, that you're supposed to act as if it's Sheket, if it's a disgusting thing, it means call it a bad name. How do you have this? If the name was first called Beis Galia, that means it was open. Everybody can see it on a high place. A pit. It's a house deep down nobody could see. Ayin Koil, if the name was before Ayin Koil, everybody could see it. Now call it Ayin Koitz, the eye of a thorn. That's the nickname you should call it. That's the supposed to go to Varate Meshimo. Now, Tony Tono. Kaimed Rosh Hashis. A Tana learned in front of Rosh Hashis that Ho'akum Ho'ivdim Eshorim V'yasakvoyos Hein Mutorim but V'yavdayim Besayis. This is what Rashi wrote down before, that when the Goyim worship a mountain, so true, the Pasuk says Eloheim Alahorim, only what's on top of the mountain becomes Asur Bahanoah, not the mountain itself. And according to Rashi, the mountain is not considered an Avoy Dezorah. There's no Isuri Hanor, it's not an Avoy Dezoro, but still, the Goyim that worship this mountain, they're Chayiv Misa. The Yavdayim, the Goyim that worship it, the Sayyid, they deserve Misa the Sayyid with the sword. Rashi says, the Yavdayim the Sayyid, the Bnei Noyach Nitztavol al Avoy Dezorim. That's one of the Zion Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, not to worship Avoy Dezoro. Nigmor Sanhedrin. Karmin and Hossam, there we say that Kol Misa, Ho Amuro, Livnei Noyach, and well as Sayyid, the Misa that a Ben Noach receives is Sayyid. Here also, it's still like they're worshipping an Avoy Dezoro, even though it does not become Asur Bahanoah, still the Chayiv Misa. What's going to be V'yes HaZroyim V'yes HaYirokas? Let's say the Goyim worship things that are growing, Zroyim plants, Yirokas vegetables. So here the Loch is Hein HaSurim V'yavdayim B'Sayyid. Here even the vegetables, the growth also becomes also b'hanor. That's what the Braisa was taught in front of Rosh Hashis. So Mora says, Omalei says, they says Rosh Hashis said to him, Omalei di Omalei Chomani, who are you saying this according to? It must be Reb Yosef Reb Yudahi, that we had before the Omalei, that his shita was, Elon, if you have a tree, Shenotu, that first it was planted for your own pleasure, it was planted just for Noi, Ulib Seif Avdu, then they change their mind and they worship this tree. Also, that it's also. The same thing here also. Most probably talking about vegetables or zeroyim that was first planted for use. teeth, and then later the Goyim decided to worship it, still the Brisa says, Hein Asurim, that the vegetables themselves become Asur. And the reason is because this is also considered a Tfisas Yad Adam. Since Lamaisa, man, was the one that planted these seeds, it's not like a har that was created by Hashem, but here it's considered a man first plants the seeds, that's considered Tfisas Yad Adam, therefore it becomes Asur Bano. So Mori asked the question, who told you this? For Lukma, why don't I say better Psharm this Brisa? All the Brisa says is if they worship the Zroyim and the Irokis, they become Asur. So Mori asked, why don't I say, V'lukma bilan shenotu metchila lakach v'rabbanan? Maybe it even goes according to Rabbanan Shita that we have before. The terrorist says, an atzei asherah is also bano. You have to burn an atzei asherah. Ah, it's something that's growing. So the Rabbanan agreed that if you first plant it, l'shem avoy dezora, that's a tfisa siyad at the beginning, l'shem avoy dezora, they also agree it becomes also bano. They only argue if you first planted Lenoi. So here, who told you the Brisa is talking about things that are planted for eating purposes? And then later, Avoy the Zora, maybe the Irokas means what was planted at the beginning, L'shem Avoy the Zora. And therefore, even with the Rabbanon agree that it's also Bano. Smur says, no, Loi Sakadaitis do not think like this. This cannot be shot in this Brisa. And that's what Rosh Hashanah had to say, the Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Katonic, it says in this Brisa, Dum Yidhar, it puts the two things together. First it says Ahar, but then it says Zeroyim, Mash, even though this Zeroyim is like the Har, still it does become Asabano. And so, Maha, just like Ahar, the Kaisish Lenotu Metil Lakach, it wasn't planted for that purpose. There's no planting at all. Ahar is by itself, it's created by itself. There's no Tvish Yad Adam at all. Is if so, Afainami Shloinotu Metchil Lakach. You have to say the case of Zeroyim and Yerokas is also similar to that. That at the beginning, it was not planted L'shem Avodah Zarah. Even so, later when the Goyim come to worship it, it's considered a Tfisa Yad Adam and it does become Asur Bano. And that goes according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like this. What's going to be Avnei Har? Let's say a stone came off from the mountain. First you had a mountain, and now a stone from the mountain was detached. So and now they worshipped this stone. So it's a machlokes. B'nei Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes. Chadam, one of these two say, Asurus, that the stone now becomes also. Because now it's not attached anymore. Now it was detached. So it's called like a regular tolish, that it's Asavano if they worship the stone. The Chadam one says, no, Mutaris, you should know the stone still remains Mutta. It's still Mutta Bano. So Shinibaldu means it came apart by itself. There wasn't a man here that shiveled off the stone from the mountain. Just by itself, the mountain became loose, an earthquake, and the mountain by itself gave off stones, fell off it. Here's the Machlokes. So my time, what's the reason? The Mount Yelam Mutaris, why should it be Mutta? L'chura, right now it's not attached anymore. It's not mechubar. Right now it's tolish. She says, kahar, it's still out the same malacha like the mountain itself. Mahar, just like the mountain itself. Shein v'tzvi says, yidei odom, that it was never touched by a man. That's the way it was created from Hashem, the mountain, and therefore a person cannot make it also. O mutar, atay afhani, these stones also, it came apart by itself. There was not a man there pushing it, moving it apart. Shein van tfisas yedei adam umutarim. There's still no tfisas yedei adam. Even though the stone now was uprooted, came off from the mountain, but since it was not a man that caused it, it was the volcano, it was the earthquake that caused it. So therefore, still mutabano. There's still no tfisas yad adam in this stone. This stone still came out from creation. Therefore, if a guy worships it, it's still dum yidhar. It's mutabano. Where's the question? The Gemara says, so maybe no. Malahar shekein mechubar. Still, what kind of svar is this? Truth is what's the adodom, but you're learning it out from ahar. Of course, it says the diak is only what's on top of the mountain and not the mountain itself. Not the mountain. The mountain is mechubar. It's still attached to the ground. Maybe that's why it doesn't become asur bano. But here, this stone that was detached, now it's tolish. It's not mechubar. So, what it says is so. Tehei matachi. I'll bring you a proof from an animal. We know that a live animal does not become Asav Anor. Even though they worship an animal, the animal itself, when it's alive, does not become Asav Anor. So you see, even though it's not Mechubar, still it doesn't become Asav. For the same reason, there's no Tfisas Yadazim by an animal. A man had nothing to do with the creation of the animal. The Gemara says, no. Ma'ala Behema Shekein Balas Chayim is a new Ma'ala. Behema is alive. Maybe something that has chias in it, that stops the Yisra No to be chal. But here's this stone that's not alive, and it's not mechubar, so the stone should become Asav Anor. The Gemara says, if so, Har Yuchi, if I bring you proof from Har, that you do not have to have life. Even though a Har, a mountain, has no life, still does not become Asa, because there was no Tzvi Yad Adam. And so the Chazer Adin, I reach, go back again and learn out from the Kabbalah from Halacha that Leroy Zek, Roy Zeb, Leroy Zek, Roy Zeb. Each Chumra is not like the other one. The mountain you wanted to say was because it was Mechubar. I'll prove to you, Behema doesn't have that. I Behema has Chichias. It's alive. A mountain is not alive, and therefore Atzar Hashav Shavim. What's the common denominator here? What do they both have in equal? Is Shein bought Tzvisas Yidayadam Umutah. And since a man had nothing to do with his creation of making this, a man had nothing to do with making the animal, and a man had nothing to do with making this stone now that fell off by itself from the mountain. And so Af Koil Shein bought Tzvisas Yidayadam Umutah. It should be Mutah. That's smart to say that this stone that came off the mountain from by itself is still Mutah B'Hanor. Even though the Goyim worship it now, still it's Mutah B'Hanor. Zmora says no. How can you learn out? Mal Yatzar HaShavu Shavim Shekein Lo Nishtanu Mibriyoson. Maybe here it was not changed, even though, even by itself, it wasn't changed from the way it was created. The mountain, that's the way it was created. It's still a mountain. An animal was created that way. It's still an animal. But over here, when the stone gets detached from the mountain, something new, not the way it was created. It was created to be mechubar, to be attached to the ground. Now it's tolish, now it's detached. So still you cannot learn out this stone from the Kal V'Chayma. El rather asya mebehema balasmum. I'll prove it to you from an animal that became a balmum, that even though it changed from the way it was first created, first it was created without any mumin. It didn't have a broken leg. And now later it gets a broken leg, it was nishtana, it was changed from the way it was created, and still it does not become Asav Anor. The Balas Mum Umehar from the Har. But you ask me a question though, but a behemoth is alive. So I'll answer you a Har, the mountain is not alive. I, the mountain is Mechubar, I'll answer you, behemoth is not Mechubar. So from these two, I can learn out that even stones, though that were detached, is still Mutav Anor. Binami Rosa can answer you, Midahema Tama. Tama, true, I'll use to you a complete animal that has no blemish, but from even Yavish, I'll take a tree that was dried up already. That even though it changed already, it's dried up, it's not Kibriyosain, still does not become Asa. Therefore, that's the Mandiyam, the Svar, the one that says Muteris. He says this stone, since there was no Tfisas Yidayodam, even though now it's Tolish, it's not Mechubar, even though it's Nishtanim Riyosan, still remains Mutav Anor. It's not Void Zara, could only become Asa if there's a Tfisas Yad Adam. A man has to touch it, has to do something with creating it, with forming it. Now, a Mandiyasa, what was the Svar on the other Mandiyam that said once these stones are detached from the mountain, it could become Asa Banor? That Lahochi said, that's what the Pesuk says, Shaket Teshaktenu. Vitoya Kitaven, which says a double lashon here, that Navoid Zorah, leave it, be Isurai, means leave it, let it be Asa Banor. It's like this. The Pesuk needs to teach us, Diyaf Agav Diyasi Medina Letera, even though you have some type of a way to make a Kal V'Chayma, to make a Limud, that this stone that was detached by itself from the mountain should remain Mutav Anor, you're telling me a Kal V'Chayma, now a Limud. Since there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, it should still have the same halacha like the mountain itself. So this pasuk teaches us loitav tasya, to not learn out. The extra pasuk of shaket teshaksenu, the turns to the venus, are teaching us any time you have a shiloh, whether the avodah zarah is asa banor or not, leave it. Let it remain asa banor. Do not learn out latera to give yourself a terim to say it's mutav banor. That's what the extra pasuk is teaching us. Yeah. Rashi says here, Lochik Siv Shakat Xenon, the verse of Chodim, Liasu Yehanech, the Alpha God Yasu Medina, Sarashov, the Tero, still, for the post teaching us do not learn, Mashmois the Kroon after the Mashmo, cold Roshas, Shat the Dervish, the verse of Chodim, any type of a Drosha you want to make by Vodah Zoro, like Tidrisham, do not dash in them, El Arada, La Sheketz, will Esser, let it remain also. The Enlokol Lahati Boy, El Amash, Hitlokar, Kosovo Ferish. What's mutter is only a mountain, what the Pasuk says itself is mutter, a mountain or a hill. So anything that the Pasuk does not say directly that it's also, that it's mutter, we leave it with the Yisr. That's called Shaka Tashashashenu, the extra drasha. Yeah. Smur says now, this time I'll bring you proof to Stayim, the Bnei Rebbe Chiya to Sharu. That it was the Bnei Rebbe Chiya, they were the ones that said that this stone is mutter banor. The boy Chizki asked a question like this: Zokei the beitzel lishtach vayslo. Somebody erected a egg with the intentions of bowing down to it. A Jew, what's the name of a Jew now? A Jew was zokei beitzel, erected, put it up straight, the egg with intentions to bow down to it. Now what's the law? That was a shayla that the boy Chizki asked this question. So now. The Gemara says, "Kosalka daiter." We thought like this: Kosalka daiter, lishtach vayslo, lishtach avalo. But the case is, he had intentions to bow down to worship it, and lemaisa he did bow down to it. So what's the question then? Ukami boyulei, hi, zikifosoi. The fact that he erected the egg, he heavy maisi lo heavy maisa. Is that considered an action or not considered an action? So, but avaloi zoka. But let's say the owner would have not erected it, then loy mitzvah, then for sure would not become also by Noah. Why not? It's an egg. So Shema Mina, Bnei Reb Chiyah Disharu, that it's the Bnei Reb Chiyah over here that said it's Muta. How do we know it's Bnei Reb Chiyah over here? This time the Bnei Reb Chiyah Disharu, the Bnei Reb Chiyah. How do we know it's Bnei Reb Chiyah? Right, well, that's the Shalom, right. That even though what? Even though there's no species Yad Adam, but so what? Since Lamayis is Polish, the egg itself would become us, right. Now you're right. Bnei Rebbe Chiyah says right, Judah Chizki right, it's good. So Chizki is the one that says this right. Because Chizki himself holds that the egg itself, that the Shmamin of Bnei Rebbe Chiyah, the Sharu, they're the one that says it's Mutzah. So you see, even though they're right, you see, even though they worship the egg, but still, since the egg itself has no species, the Yad Adam, it would not become us of Anor. It's only because the man picked it up. So maybe that's called the Tzvitz Yad Adam. They say, well, if they're a Bchia, right, they're the children, that's the Vei Chizkiya, they hold this Mutzah. So Mar says, Lloyd, maybe it's not the Pshat over here. The other man, look, really, I could tell you, Bnei Rebbe Chiya, the Asri, the Ishtak of Allah. Could be a Chiya, that if they would bow down to it, it'd be also. Afgad Leizokva Asura. It could be if the owner really worshipped the egg, even they would agree the egg would become Asabanoah. Even though there's no species Yad Adam, but since now it's Tolish, it's not attached anymore, it's the Shtanim and Briyosai, it become Asabanoah. Vok, what's the question over here? Vok, and I ask him, to go in Shezokav, Beitzel, Ishtachav, Aslo, Veloy, Ishtachav, Aslo. And the owner did not bow down to this egg yet. He did not worship the egg. Just he picked it up, he thought he would worship it. So the question is, what's the shayla then? Ulaman, what are you asking me? Ulaman di yomah v'rus kachavim shal Yisrael. Asur miyad, as soon as a Jew even buys an avodah zarah, makes an avodah zarah to worship it, even before he worships it, it becomes asur bano sasura kiroso. We're talking about the Jew owns this egg, and if he picked it up now, almanas to worship it, so pshitas asur bano. And ulaman di yomah. Achitavoid, no, even when a Jew makes himself an idol, it only becomes Asabano when he actually worships it, but before not, is so, Holepolcho. Here also, he did not bow down to the egg yet. So again, what's Yeshayla? What's the new question that a Jew picked up the egg with intention to worship it, but it didn't worship it yet? So why should it be better? Why should it be more Asabano now than all over? So the answer is, Lotzricha, I'll tell you what's talking about over here, the Grand Shezokav, Beitzel, Ishtachav, Aslom, Bloy, Ishtachav, Aslom. True. The Jew himself, the owner, did not bow down to this egg. He only erected it with intentions to worship it, but he did not worship it yet. We're going according to Mount Yama, that does not become Asal Bano yet. Even though a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, it only becomes Asal Bano if he worships it. But before it's not Asa Banor. So what's the shaila over here then? The case is that a goy came now, and the goy saw this egg, and the goy worshipped the egg. That's the case. The Jew just erected it. He didn't worship it yet. And now a goy came by, and the goy worshipped the Avodah Zarah. And what's the shaila? Kihod the Yomer of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Yisrael Shezokav Levena Lishtachavos Lo, a Jew that erected a stone, a brick, and he had intentions to bow down to it. And before the Jew did it, Ovoa Vikichov Mishtachav Lo, Asura, that it becomes Asabano, that the Maisa, the Jew made the Maisa, he didn't worship it yet, but now that a guy worshipped it, that's okay. And Rashi says, Levena, Vidayodem Nasis, Vinesos, Ladivirakum, Vach, to keep the knock of Mishum Gilu Daitu. The Loy Zok Fossi Yisrael, Shemuz Akhovim, Loy Mitzvah, the Chiv Mishal Yisraelu, and in their service, Mishtach Mishal Akhovim, Sharei Enish Aloy. If not, you need two things here. The Jew erected it. So we see his intentions were to worship it. Therefore, now if a guy comes and worships it, it becomes Asabano. But if the Jew would have not erected it, so the Jew does not have any intentions to worship it, then just as the goy comes, it doesn't become Asa Banor, because it doesn't belong to the goy. The goy cannot come and worship the something that belongs to a Jew. So here the case is, the fact the Jew erected it, is that a clear gilu das? We see from that it really means to worship it or not. So by your Levena, we see yes, the fact the Jew picked up this brick and put it in place, yeah. So we see he has gilu das to worship it, so the guy comes and becomes Asa Banor. So what's the question by us? From the Komi Boyle, the question is this, Levenahu demint kruzik vasoi, maybe only it was said by a brick. By a brick is a big difference whether it's lying down or whether you erect it. When you pick it up, you see clearly the brick is straight up, you can see it. So it's minka, the mice you did, therefore become Asa Banor, the guy worships. Avo beitz, about an egg, light, you don't see so much the fact the egg is up. Whether it's down or up, it's not that much of a difference. Or dilma maybe leishina, that's the question. Even an egg also, this small action of just erecting the egg, just turning it, tilting it a little bit, it's not that much of a difference. Maybe that is considered an action to show gilu das, you really mean to worship it, or maybe not. That's the tekel. That was the shaila. But again, you have no proof though, to our shaila before, what they hold, if they would actually worship the egg, to say that the egg would be mutar banor, that you have no proof.
Rabbi, what was the whole special thing about it?
Tell me what it says, Boyi Romi Barchom, HaMishtachave Lahar, if somebody bows down to the mountain itself, so the question is, Avono, Ma'olam Isbeah, later somebody chisels out some stone from this mountain, can they use it, L'Gvoya, to build a Mizbeah? In other words, that sheet of the mountain itself is not also banor.
Yep.
For a normal person, he could take these stones now and build himself a house. That's mutter. The question is, though, can he use these stones now, l'gvoya, to build a mizbeach? That's the question. What's the shayla? Yesh nevad v'mechubar eitz l'gvoya, or yeh nevad